Cash flow versus capital growth. That's the age-old question, right? When you're investing in property, should you go for cash flow or should you go for capital growth? We want to build financial freedom, financial independence. Which one should we be prioritizing? Welcome to the Oz Property Investment Mastery Podcast. My name's PK and I help busy people build passive income by buying top 5% growth and cash flow property and build a portfolio using data without wasting months doing research, spending weekends at inspection or catching flights, or dropping $10,000 to $20,000 on buyer's agents every single time. So if you're confused, lack confidence, and just overwhelmed with all the information and marketing misinformation available online and don't know where to start, then this show is for you. Let's get into it. So, you know, there's in the last 20, 30 years of property investing history in Australia, there's always been two camps. Should we go for growth, blue chip, inner city, big city assets, for whatever that means? Or should we go for yield and sacrifice growth? What's going to serve you better over the long term? Let's get into it. So I've got about 5 or 6 points, and right at the end, I'm going to be sharing you my strategy, how I got to an $8 million property portfolio by age 32, how I've done it. But let's go through it, pros and cons. So number one, you got to understand this, yield is not enough. Okay, so let's say you're saying you're on the side that says the school of thought that says growth is just a bonus. Cash flow is king, man. Like cash flow is where it's at. And you buy a high yielding property. Let's say you buy a 6% yielding property on a property purchase of, let's say, $400,000. That's like $5,000 of cash flow. Like fantastic, high fives. But it's not enough if you don't get the growth. Why? Because unless you get the capital growth, rental growth doesn't occur. And if rental growth is weak, in other words, rents aren't rising in your property every year, then your income isn't rising. So sure, you're making $5,000, you know, high fives all around after all expenses. But if you want to leave your 9 to 5, let's say you want 100K passive income, you're going to need 20 of those properties. And let's just be honest, like this channel isn't here to kind of do any smoke and mirror exercises, right? Let's just be honest, 20 properties in this day and age with borrowing capacity the way it is, ain't happening. So clearly yield is not enough. Growth itself is not enough either. That's number two point. Okay, guys, why is that? You need to be able to hold these properties over the long term, 10 to 20 year period. In that period, there'll be interest rates going up, there'll be interest rates going down, there'll be inflation going down, unemployment going down, there'll probably be another pandemic or two, there'll be a recession or two. You need to be able to hold these properties even if they're growing, if they're costing you thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to hold, you're not going to be able to hold them because there's going to be a time when interest rates are higher. And if you've bought a hugely negatively geared property, let's say the yield is 2 or 3%, maybe even 3.5% in Sydney or Melbourne, or maybe blue chip Brisbane, these things are costing you $10,000 to $20,000 every single year just to hold in terms of cash flow. Sure, they're increasing in value. How many properties like that can you buy? I know what you're thinking, PK, my accountant said it's going to save me tax. Yes, it's going to save you tax, but is it a good strategy to build your wealth by losing a dollar only to get half of it back? Okay, just connect with that point. That's what negative gearing is. You're losing a dollar to claim that dollar in tax, and you're getting, at the highest tax rate, 50 cents or close to 50 cents back. That ain't a property strategy. If you have a property that costs $10,000, $20,000 to hold, you're not going to be able to buy many. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to put food on the table. So growth is not enough. We need cash flow as well, all right? Oftentimes, a way to think about this is growth is the engine, right? If you're in a race, you want to win the race, you want a really strong engine. You want to get that car going forward. Engine is the growth. Growth is the engine. But without oil, your engine's not going to work. All right. The cash flow is the oil. All right. Like say you're Lewis Hamilton, you're trying to win the Grand Prix. You need a great engine, but you need the right oil so that engine hums along. as well. So you need both things. Number three point that I want to say, if we need cash flow to withstand the ups and downs, all right? So we need cash flow to withstand the ups and downs of the economy, of the property cycle over a 10 to 20 year period. That's quite obvious. We need cash flow, but we also need it for borrowing capacity. Borrowing capacity is not as loose as what it used to be 10 years ago. What does that mean? It means that banks are, you know, more restrictive in how much they will lend you compared to 5 years ago, compared to 10 years ago. These things happen in cycles, but borrowing capacity is hard. If you buy negatively geared property, right? If you buy negatively geared property and you're buying property that's going to cost you every single year, you're inhibiting your ability to get the next property, right? You're limiting, you're shrinking, you're squeezing your borrowing capacity. Not a good idea, okay? That's another reason you need cash flow. But without the growth, okay, let's go to point number four. Without the growth, what's the point? Like the idea of most property investors, this is how most property investors leave the 9 to 5. Let's say they buy a $2 million portfolio, four properties at $500,000 each. Let's say it takes them 5 years to get to that point. Then they hold that bad boy. They hold it for another 10, 15 years. And those properties, they double in value. Easier said than done. I know, you know, you're looking at me saying that's not that easy, but let's just say they double in value in the preceding 10 years. History kind of proves that that's often right, if you know what you're doing. Then they sell maybe two or three of those properties. You know, let's say they have four properties at 500K. They sell two of them in 10 or 15 years' time. The profit, right? The profit, the capital gain, they cash in. Of course, they have to pay a little bit of capital gains tax, but you've started off with a $2 million portfolio. Now it's a $4 million portfolio. You sell two assets. You've got $1 million of cash in the bank. You use that to pay down the two assets, the two properties that you didn't sell. Remember, they were 500K each to start with, million. Now they're 2 million and you paid off the debt. Now you've got a $2 million portfolio with no debt. Okay, that's how most property investors make money in Australia. What does that tell us? That tells us that in order to execute that strategy, you need growth. Okay, cash flow itself isn't going to do it. I mentioned that before. How many properties are you going to need to get 100K passive income? Like 20 of them if they're all just giving you $5,000 of cash flow. You need the growth. The growth is what allows you to build the portfolio, then liquidate one or two assets to pay off the others so that you can have an unencumbered portfolio to retire off. Okay. You need growth for that, and debt is what allows us to have no debt, okay? I said that right. Debt initially allows us to control more assets than we could have by ourselves without having any mortgage. Four properties, 500K each. You know, we don't have $2 million in the bank, but we can control a $2 million portfolio using debt, allow that to grow, sell a couple, pay off the debt. Now we've got no debt. So debt has allowed us to have no debt, okay? It's the growth that allows us to have an unencumbered debt-free portfolio, not the cash flow, okay? Very subtle point here. And I promised you I'll tell you how I built my own portfolio. Like the secret is, and I don't know if it's a secret, but maybe it's an open secret, how I did it was my secret was quick growth, all right? If you hold a property long enough, 10, 20 years, it's going to go up in value, especially in Australia. It's residential real estate is about blue chip as you can get globally in any asset class in Australia. Quick growth. I focused on using data, 30, 35 data factors, not just looking at infrastructure long-term, not just looking at employment drivers long-term, not just looking at population long-term, but looking at specific micro, quantifiable, measurable, you know, something I could sink my teeth into, something I could systemize, formularize, I don't know how to say that word, calculate maybe is a better way to say it. Okay, something where I could get consistently, predictably short-term growth so that in the first year, first 18 months, I could get that growth, take that equity out, buy again, buy again, buy again. That's been my secret, not long-term growth, but short-term growth. So what you actually need in this day and age, it's not even a debate. It's not cash flow versus capital growth. It's cash flow plus capital growth. You need both of them. And then within capital growth, you need short-term growth, because there's no point buying a property waiting 5 years to take equity and buy again. That's not going to work. That's, you're going to be in the workforce for the next 60 years if you're going to do it like that. You need cash flow plus capital growth, including short-term growth using data. Okay, and you might be saying, well, that's the holy grail, PK, and there's no way you can get that. I'm telling you, from the point I started investing 2010 right till now, even though prices are so much higher than that, what they were before, every single year there are dozens of locations where you can get both. Let's bust a myth. There's so many property investment companies out there that tell you this versus that. They don't have portfolios themselves. They don't understand the data. They don't know how to do it. Like in the last couple of years, if you'd invested in Adelaide, Dubbo, Toowoomba, parts of Perth, parts of Brisbane, there's so many locations you would have got not only a 6% yield, plus you would have got double-digit growth every single year, plus over the long term, not just because of this national boom. So this is the end to that debate, hopefully, for everyone, for all of you who are watching. If you're starting a property portfolio, you're building off one, you may have made these mistakes before where you've focused on cash flow or growth. Go for both every single time. You can get it. It's not a flying pig, all right? You can get it. It's so important that you get it in order to have a fighting chance to leave your 9-to-5 in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Otherwise, you're just going to be waiting 50, 60 years before leaving your 9-to-5. The last thing I'll say, last hack that I'll give, is that it's so, so, so important, especially right now in 2022, to not pair properties. Don't buy one cash flow and then one growth. One cash flow, one growth. A lot of buyer's agents kind of advocate for this because it makes their job easier. You know, they're not having to find the perfect property. But you don't have that much money. Like, you don't have so much money that you can pick and choose, that you can, you know, take half of the benefit and then complement it with half of the benefit next time. That's not going to work. You're going to run out of borrowing capacity. You're going to run out of equity. You're going to run out of deposit, your savings. Every single property must give you both. If you're doing property investing by yourself, which I do recommend you start doing, which you give it a crack anyway, there's so much free information out there. Make sure you go for both. If you're using a buyer's agent, which you absolutely don't need to do, even if you're an interstate buyer, borderless, you know, you don't need to catch flights. You can do all the due diligence without catching flights, without a buyer's agent. But if you are using a buyer's agent, get them to give you growth plus cash flow. Or if you're wanting to work with me through the Property Investment Accelerator, we will get you. You will get yourself through education, growth, plus positive cash flow properties in every single property. It's so, so important. I can't highlight that enough. Guys, hopefully that was super valuable. My name's PK. Let's just bust some of these archaic myths that really old property investment gurus will tell you. That's not how the market works. Not in the least.